This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with prosecutors. As AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports, it avoids a contentious trial before midterm elections.
Washington, D.C. Judge Amy Berman Jackson says Paul Manafort's plea deal requires him to cooperate fully and truthfully with the special counsel's investigation. The former Trump campaign chairman avoided a second trial on charges for financial crimes. He was convicted on 8 counts last month in Virginia. The charges stem from Manafort's work on behalf of a Russian-backed party in Ukraine, not the Trump presidential campaign. And the White House press secretary said in a statement Manafort's decision to plead guilty and cooperate is totally unrelated to the president. He had floated the possibility of a pardon for Manafort after he refused to plead in his first trial. I'm Warren Levinson.
President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is vehemently denying a sexual misconduct allegation from when he was in high school. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dianne Feinstein said this week she's told federal investigators about information she received regarding Kavanaugh, which she will not make public. The news roiled Capitol Hill, where Kavanaugh seems on course to be confirmed to the high court. In a statement released by the White House, Kavanaugh says he categorically and unequivocally denies the allegation, which the Trump administration calls an 11th-hour attempt to delay his confirmation. The New Yorker reports the alleged incident happened while Kavanaugh attended a high school outside Washington and the female accuser was at a nearby school. The AP has not confirmed details of the alleged incident. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.